Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Our topic tonight, or today, it's 2:57 p.m. Our topic is time to stop being a minority and go American. Americans are the majority, and rest assured, when we lose our country, you will not be executed as an African American or a Latino or any other minority. The last words you will hear is, "There they are, over there. Those are the Americans you're looking for." So San Francisco 49ers who squat during our national anthem, remember this. The reason we stand is to show we will stand together, or we will surely all die separately. And Ben Franklin said that a long time ago. Those who divide us will destroy us, and those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Repeat this over and over. You are not a minority if you're an American. A pluribus unum, baby. We are a finer cut above all others. We have a constitution that guarantees LLP, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That includes those waiting in wombs, already living life. Remember that. I'm going to go for a break on a Star Spangled Banner.
By the dawn.
4 to 6 years, we get to clean sweep the government. In November, you will get your rightful opportunity to deny all wrongdoers reinfection. Please vote as if your life had depended on it. Chris Wallace, Chris Matthews, Matt Lauer, Anderson Cooper, and all the talking heads do not speak for ghetto people. They just stir them up. Today, in a gospel church in Detroit, a white man running for president humbly said, "I came here today to be with you and learn." Yesterday, he was in Mexico and politely honored the hospitality of the Mexican people and reached out to their president. That man is Donald Trump, and he wants your vote, not to line his pockets or betray his country to foreign money nations. He only wants one thing: to make America greater than ever before. And what do you have to lose? Only your homeland. And when we fall, no one takes us in. His business skills will put an end to stick-in-the-mud government. He will put all the grounded Marine fighter jets repaired and back into the air. He will stop the number one killer of Americans and their cities: drugs. Drugs is chemical warfare. The heroin death count of 10,000 in 2014 was greater than the 4,700 Americans who died under Bush in the Middle East, and the 2,000 Americans who died in Afghanistan under Obama. The Afghan death count was covered up by the lying media, the phony poll announcers. They were reclassified, not as Americans. They wouldn't even honor them as Americans. They classified them as NATO troops to be identified later. Like Hillary's 3 a.m. 9/11 phone call, later never came. If you were on the battlefield and running out of ammo, who would you call, Trump or Hillary? If you were on a rooftop in Benghazi, who would you call, Trump or Hillary? Hang in there. I'll take another break, and we'll give you "My Country, 'Tis of Thee."
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let all that breathes Father's God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. From every mountain side, let freedom ring. Ring.
So we're back. Here's your one chance to serve your country and keep it free. Stand like you stand when the Star Spangled Banner is played and deliver freedom for the nation. Vote Trump and go American. Our creed is the strong must always protect the weak, especially the kids and moms, born and unborn. Viva El Trumpo. Now, yesterday, El Trumpo was in Detroit at a gospel church, and the press tried to make the worst of it, but he was received warmly, and nobody knows this, but he sang a gospel song, and we recorded it, and I'm going to play it for you right now. This is Donald Trump singing a gospel song. That was Donald Trump. I lied. I was playing Democrat. Anytime I lie, I'm playing Democrat. But it was too beautiful a tune to pass up. And gospel music is beautiful. And it's the gospel churches that save the communities that are drug-laden. They're the ones that have to pick up all the casualties and bring them back to Jesus. And man, when you're dealing with heroin, the recovery rate is only 1%, less than 1%. So you know, they got their hands full. And it's, of course, it's in throughout the land now. You got states that can't wait to legalize the next drug. And you know that cannabis is on the stock exchange, on the commodities exchange. Yes, how many bales? It is sad, man. And now they're finding out that the new heroin is causing ODs. Yeah, we all better wake up. We're going to be in the fire forever. So, having said that, let me take a look at a couple of things I wanted to read to you. If I can find them here, I'm not going to get them. I'm not going to get them. Okay. So, I'll give you a tune. And maybe I can open up another computer and I might see it this way. This is a Spinners tune called One of a Kind. I did a tribute to Sarah Palin when she was running with McCain the Rhino. And I put a collage of pictures up with her in Iraq and with the Alaskan troops. And I played the theme I played was One of a Kind.
One of a kind.
name of that group is The Spinners. Beautiful sound. Beautiful sound. All clean music. You know what I'm talking about. Clean music. You know, there's a comedian that never gets on any of the shows. The guy is fantastic. You know why he doesn't get on any of the shows? Because he's clean. And they don't want cleanliness in the media. His name is Brian Regan. And if you ever saw him entertain, you would laugh from the minute he walks on the stage. And you'll never hear him say the F word. You'll never hear him say a dirty word. And that's a tribute to talent. You know who was like that? And I didn't realize it for a long time. Jonathan Winters. He would never say the F word. He would never say bad words. And he was zany and creative, innovative. So, having said that, I'm now going to pay tribute to the NRA, the National Rifle Association. And girls, you should get gun safety lessons. You should at least know how to handle one. You don't have to own one, but you should at least know how it works and not to be afraid of it as long as it's in your hands. So I'm going to play a song from World War II that tells the whole story of why the Second Amendment is so important. And the name of the tune is Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. There was a ship called the New Orleans that got caught in Pearl Harbor. And their turret, one of their turrets got destroyed. But the gun was still working. But the elevator that brought the shells up from the hull of the ship was damaged. So they had to carry these huge rounds up the stairs to the deck and then put them in the gun to keep fighting. And that, as a result of their action, this song was created, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Pay attention to the part where they say they can't afford to be a politician. Just praise the Lord.
Pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
after Pearl Harbor and the victory of the Japanese. You know, the Japanese are the masters of the first strike. Before World War I, they sunk the Russian fleet at Port Arthur by committing a first strike. And they sunk our fleet with a first strike. They do not believe in striking second. And as you watch North Korea tickle them and threaten them with nukes, and you watch President Obama abandon the American umbrella over Japan to protect the Japanese from a nuclear strike, the Japanese one day are going to realize that the American promise is no good. And when that day comes, you're going to see Japan go nuclear. Remember what I said. They are the masters of the first strike. So, having said that, we're going to jump into another tune. And this one is a tribute to Hillary Clinton.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. She's pretty as a daisy, but look, I mean, she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. Common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough will cool ya.
But poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough will cool ya.
A poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
mess around.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
La 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 la.
Yes, okay. Next tune is a combination, Spanish and Arabic, and the theme of the tune is peace at last, but sadly, there can be no peace until ISIS is destroyed, and the only guy that's going to do that is El Trumpo.
Maravillosa, un día tu sangre no correrá más.
La plaza china,
Sad, very sad. But one of the things that really upsets me is all the experts on the Muslim culture in the United States. They're all white Americans that have no idea what life is all about. It's unbelievable, and they're all experts. It drives me nuts. It really drives me nuts. They have no idea what the Arab mind is like. None whatsoever. And yet they're on all the talk shows giving their vomit-like opinions. It is really sad. It's like all of the ones that are predicting the demise of El Trumpo. When we first came out the gate, you know, if you followed the debates, the first debate that Trump participated in was an ambush set up by Fox News. He was supposed to be kneecapped at the first debate, and then he was going to be discarded. And they set him up with a prickly questions. And the three people that were on the dais that was whose orders were to destroy Trump was Megan Whoopi Kelly and Chris Wallace, who's now got the job to finish on the third debate that's coming up. and who was the other one that was? Oh, Brett Bighead. They all had instructions, take him down. And he got up there, and the first question they asked him was, will you sign an agreement saying you won't start a third party? All he had to say is, I'll sign that agreement, but I won't sign an agreement saying I won't start a second party, because there's only one party here, and that's the Democrat Party. And the Republican Party is 30% Democrat. Yeah, so he could have started a second party. But he agreed to do it. And then the ones who also signed the agreement, they reneged. You look at John Kasich in Ohio. Ohio is a must-win state. Ohio is a keystone state. And John Kasich will not raise one finger to help Trump. And you know what I say about that? He's annoyed because he didn't get the free toaster. He's a baby. It's the state that has a baby governor. It is really sad. And you know what's going to happen? The Democrats know that they're easy pickings in the Senate. They're going to pick off about six senators, Republican senators, and they're going to blame Trump. But Trump's going to win the election, but he's not going to have the Senate. And that's sad. And you know who destroyed the Senate? The rhinos. They destroyed the Senate. So, let's see if my prediction comes true. I didn't predict a hurricane, I'll tell you that. I'm looking at sunny weather here. And I tell you, the weather department should be sued because they ruined the balance of trade deficit for all of the businesses that make their money on shore and at the beach. It is really sad. I'm going to give you a beautiful Latin tune. I'm going to cut it short because it's 6 minutes. But it has a nice introduction. And if you're having a nice drink and you're relaxing and the sun is shining and you feel that breeze, here's a little sofrito. they come. Made that a little over 4 minutes. I thought you might like that. Give you a nice relaxing feeling. Okay, so where were we? I sent a thank you to Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49er quarterback. He's got problems, and they're not racial. I got a feeling they're mental. And I think it has to do with the fact that he's not doing good and that he's on the verge of being cut. And I think he's hurting real bad mentally. And he's clutching at straws. But I wanted to thank him. At first I cursed him for what he did. But then I went to church Sunday, and we usually do 3 hymns. And they're usually holy hymns, you know, pertinent to our religion. And instead, we did 5 hymns, and they were all national hymns, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, God Bless America, America the Beautiful, Eternal Father Strong to Save, Oh, hear us when we cry to thee. And I forget what the 5th one was. Oh, the Star Spangled Banner. And, you know, and the church I go to, there's a lot of old people. Because the young people don't need God. They're healthy. But they don't stay healthy for too long if they do drugs. I can tell you that. They age real quick. But as I looked around at the parishioners, they were elderly, and I could see when they heard those songs, those were the songs that they were taught in school and sang at every school assembly. And they were also, as I looked around at the men, I said, I guarantee you, most of these guys served in the military. We don't have that today. We don't have that. We've been deliberately neutered. It is very sad. And you want to know how bad it is? I heard that the Marine Corps Air Force was short of planes, and they were cannibalizing planes to keep their jets up in the air. And I turned on the TV the other day, and sure enough, that's what they're talking about, that their fighter aircraft are obsolete, they're old, their aircraft fleet is aging, and that they're cutting back on pilot training, so there's more accidents, and they're not getting the hours of training that they used to get. And we are ripe for an invasion. And I don't know if you heard about it, but the Russians have moved one division within 50 miles of Alaska that was never there before. And you know they've claimed the entire Arctic for themselves, the Arctic Ocean. They went down there in a sub and they put a flag on the bottom of the Arctic Ocean, said it all belongs to Russia now. And China says, well, if that's the way, we'll take the Philippines. That's where they're headed. And that's why I say when Japan realizes that Obama is not going to help them, they're going to help themselves. They are a surviving country. So, forces are arraying against us, and Obama has opened the gates of the city, and he's letting in our enemies, and the Democrat Party thinks they're going to get all Democrat voters. What they're going to get is Al-Qaeda, and the Democrat Party will be the first ones executed, and they're not too pretty when they do their executions. You don't look pretty. So, in honor of our military that's been reduced and neutered to eunuchs, I'm going to play the Irish National Anthem because it's a soldier song, and I'm dedicating it to all the soldiers and sailors and pilots and aviators and Navy boys, because I got to tell you something, fellas, you're all going to need retraining.
We'll sing a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus, as round our blazing fires we throng the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight, and as we wait the morning light, here in the silence of
After the British burned the Washington White House in the War of 1812, that was the last time American soil was really ever touched and set afire, until 9/11. And you know, 9/11 is not being taught in school. And the reason it's not being taught in school is we have to soften up the Americans in order to kill them. So keep their minds off of the coming battle, and this way it'll be easier to destroy them all. So I'm going to play you a little reminder, and I'm going to throw in the Star Spangled Banner.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building.
I just stopped it because I want to tell you something. You know who Donald Trump is, right? What's he in? Real estate. Where's his holdings? Many are in New York. Do you think, as President of the United States, he's going to let anybody pull a 911 on any American city again? Never happened.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was just trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia, about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
So lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Bright star.
freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
How sad, huh? And here Obama lost 2,000 in Afghanistan. When Bush was losing men in Iraq and Afghanistan, by the way, Bush only lost 461 in Afghanistan. He lost to 4,700 in Iraq. When he was every GI who fell, his name, his picture, his high school picture, his town was in the paper. Every GI who fell under Bush. And their mothers got 10 microphones stuck in their face by the media, the Clinton media, asking, how does it feel to know that your son died under George Bush? How would you like to be that mom opening her door in her little cottage? But when Obama came to power, the first thing he did was, in collusion with the press, was to classify the first dying GI under his watch as a NATO trooper. They were classified as NATO troops. Everybody thinks they were buried in Holland. To be identified later, and later never came. The only ones you know about on Obama's watch was the CH-47, which was a setup and may be payback for killing bin Laden. Okay, because that was SEAL Team 6 that took a massive hit. And Benghazi. That's the only ones. Could you imagine 9-1-1 taking place? Those two planes going into the towers, the Clinton towers. Could you imagine that taking place and having Hillary and Obama tell you it was because of a video? On the anniversary of 9-1-1, Benghazi came under siege. At 4:30 in the evening, the last visitor left at the embassy. He was the Turkish ambassador because they were doing a gun deal. Yeah, probably those guns went to Mexico to kill Mexicans. Yeah, he was doing a gun deal. The entire compound was surrounded by Al-Qaeda, and they let the Turkish ambassador go through. And then they started their assault on the compound. And you, how would you like to be making that 911 call and somebody hangs up on you? Huh? You don't think that didn't happen? Tell me, who was the last one to hang up the phone on the 911 call from Benghazi? Who was the next to the last one? Who was the next to the next last one? Why was an admiral relieved? Why was a general relieved on the spot? Why were wounded in hospitals made to sign NCNDs, non-circumvent, non-disclosure agreements? That's only for business people. That's to keep you from stealing somebody's customer. NCNDs they were made to sign. Why were they given false names and moved to other hospitals? How come we don't know how many were really wounded at Benghazi? Because we're the most misinformed country in the world. Waiters in Bangladesh know more than we do. I can go to any Chinese restaurant and my fortune cookie will show a Hillary Clinton email. Our time is up. I'm going to say, if you don't vote for Trump, we're all going to be in the dump. The world is gathering, and heads up, Wall Street, because they are counting your money, and you're not going to be able to transfer it somewhere else. You're not going to be able to hide it, and you're not going to be able to leave the country. And if you send the money out, they got you. You'll be telling them to send the money back. So you better make sure we have a strong military. And I got to tell you something. The draft is coming back. The draft is coming back. The saddest part of the draft coming back, there may not be time for basic training. You may have to go to the front in a taxi cab like the French did in World War I. I'm closing with faith of our fathers. We will be true to you till death.